Song number one, Finland. I gave it 21 points. I think it's quite good. 21 out of 30. Song quality, 8. Performance, 7. Dance outfit, 6. It was a nice song. A bit sort of dull, though. That was quite boring. Bosnia and Herzegovina. It was just like Love and Rewind. It was pedestrian, if not rewinded. 12 out of 20. I'm rating to my 20. Quality and performance. Yep. Tilt shift photography on the postcard bits. Just thought you ought to know. What?
I thought you were booing, apparently.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and Finland got 15 out of 20, so yes. That's how I'm going to be doing it now, 15 out of 20. I haven't even started drinking yet. And John's here, aren't you, John?
Yes.
I'm sorry. No spinning violins in this one, unfortunately, but yes, that was one of my favourites of the melodies. Very catchy, and therefore I've given it 15 out of 20. And a good performance as well. It was like Keen, except without the piano. Yes, because I'm not rating them on dance outfits.
15 out of 20.
Yes, 15 out of 20. Lithuania. We're discussing about level 1 and level 2 key stages. Is it national curriculum for recognising something as not English and recognising what language it is? And that wasn't Lithuanian. Bit of sign language, bit Disney. I gave it 13 out of 20. You may not. There you go. Hungry disco pop, What About My Dreams, ridiculous big blue ring on her finger, and some silly dancing, and a Euro pop. I gave it 8 out of 20. This is going to be interesting. Time for Jed. Eleanor's getting a drink before Jedward. It's only fair. That was Jedward. I only gave them 14 out of 20 because I don't think that was as good a performance as... I would have given them 8 and 8 if it had been as good as the second semi-final.
Oh, I just missed them,
right? You've just missed Jedward, yeah. That was Jedward, by the way, John. The silly men in the red on the telly.
Be careful.
Yeah. Activate the Cube. That was Sweden. Now it's the weird one. I gave that 14 out of 20. Not a bad performance, and a fairly upbeat song. So it's... You know, it is up there. It's quite good. Not the worst in the world. Apparently, there's a weird one coming up now. I'm opening a bottle of wine. That was the Estonia with Rockefeller Street. You see, I think that's one of my favourite songs, although I don't think the arrangement was particularly good. It was just a bit bitty. It could have been bigger. The other songs sounded a bit more full. We're still not sure what 1273 Rockefeller Street is. I might knock on the front door, find out who's there. But yes, 16 out of 20, so the biggest vote so far from me. What do you think so far, John?
That's the biggest vote out of that so far from me.
Not bad. Which one's dead? Don't answer that. Well, yes, that was Greece, and I personally gave that 8 out of 20. The Gangster's Paradise type of rap in the middle was just useless, and although he sang with passion, it was just a bit dreary and pedestrian. I mean, obviously it was passionate, but that's not what I fancy right now. No. Get you!
Co-wrote her hit single Poker Face. Good lord. Wow.
What's that?
And they fight with swords at the end.
That reminds me of the Dark Sonic one. Pedro and Iglesias. Russia. What do they do to their hair? It's another one who's been near the mains again.
I think
he
just wants
an extra part in Greece. See, back in the heady days of communism, those would never have been allowed.
Absolutely. It had to be all about how great the government was.
Yes.
They losing points for the tech speak in the chorus, but gaining points for the exla in the middle. Yes, that was. You obviously heard more than that. I was expecting to because I inadvertently left it recording. What an arse! Yeah, Russia, 10 out of 20. Yes, that was France. Some opera. I gave it 9 out of 20 because it really was quite boring. I mean, I am a philistine. What?
Where are you getting this 20 figure from?
Because I've said it's song quality and performance. I'm not interested in the dance and the outfits. Oh. Dance outfits. So yes, but the song was rubbish.
Is that a flipping scoring system over here?
That's right. I'm using the same one.
You've got, I was going to say, you've got your own stupid scoring system over there.
It's the official BBC score sheet.
Nah, we don't do the things the BBC way. It's Italy now. I think I'm going to have to do this in two parts because I've ruined this first one. That was Italy. I don't like jazz. In fact, Italian is supposed to be the language of love, but the way he's shouting at me, I'm a little bit frightened.
It's a sweeping statement that you don't like any jazz.
I don't like this jazz.
Well, that's fair enough.
I gave it 11 out of 20, though, inexplicably. I suppose it's because the others... previously 8, 10 and 9 were so awful. Well, that's what are we on? We're number 12, John.
Are we? Oh yeah,
thanks for coming. Right, that's part 1 finished. I shall publish this and record part 2, Switzerland, which I'm supposed to vote high for because I know somebody from Switzerland. Well, there you go. I really do hope it improves. It sort of peaked early on, but now, yeah, there's better to come, I hope.